Thanks for tuning in to join us on this broadcast of Power Walk Ministries. Redefined is the current series being taught by our founder and president, Pastor Paul Cannings, giving us an in-depth teaching on 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Pastor Cannings helps us understand the meaning of the words used to describe God's people. He unravels for us some of the struggles that Peter himself faced in his life and how he calls on all believers to recognize who we are in Christ. Let's listen now as Pastor Cannings brings us the message titled, A Peculiar People.
One of the things I must say that I'm very fascinated about when I travel internationally is just to see the different nationalities, the different cultures, to see how that plays out, how people dress, the kind of foods that they eat, just the kind of way they interact with each other. And so many times I'm traveling, I'm just observing as I move around to see how God has so moved this world from the Tower of Babel to so many places around the world that I'm fascinated by the fact there's between 6 to 7 billion people living on this planet. Everybody busy, everybody have lives, everybody has their families, everybody's functioning, everybody's doing different things as they move around. It's interesting to see. And what is amazing to me is that in the midst of all of it is that I recognize that there are many saved people in all these different nations and all these different nationalities and different tribes in different countries that have different focuses on how they marry people and how they don't marry. It's interesting how that all works. But when we come to Christ, it all changes. But the question is going to be, when it changes, are we willing to submit to that process? Are we willing to submit to that process? I never forget a young girl just in tears, just sitting before me in tears, just saying, what do I do? I am genuinely in love with this person. I know they're a good person. They have a good family. They're involved in church, been involved in church. We've known each other since we were young. I know that they're serious. They went to school. They lived a good life in school. But I can't marry them because they're of a different tribe. I can't marry them. My family would hate me for it. And in tears, what do I do? See, it wasn't that the family said no because this person wasn't saved. It wasn't because this family said no because this person lives an immoral life and they do all kinds of evil. No, the person is definitely committed to Christ, definitely walks with Christ, go to a church in the same community, but not a same tribe. It's interesting how all of these different things happen around the world this way when Christ is saying, no. When I saved everybody, as we've been looking at this week, when I brought everybody into the kingdom of God because I chose them, how this all works is defined by me. It's defined by me. I define how you get married, and it has to be a saved person. It has to be a believer. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, he talks about this. So all of these things are different now. Are we willing to be redefined when God gets into our grill and says what he is telling us to do? Well, that's what we've been looking at this week. And I pray now as we jump down into this whole aspect of what Christ is trying to teach in the midst of Jews and Gentiles in Rome, and they're suffering and going through hardship and difficulties. And the Gentiles, yeah, they came from a pagan background. They're worshiping all kinds of idols, and Rome was not known to be the most moral place, and all these different things, and the Jews are looking at them. And he's saying, no, we are in this church together. And when we're in this church together, this is how we're going to operate in this church because of how God defines us. And this definition didn't start now. It started way back in Genesis chapter 12. When he says, as a result of you, all nations will be blessed. And when he chose the Jews, it wasn't that there was not Melchizedek's around. There were people around who knew God. Moses' father, a Midianite, would come and tell him how God would function. Wouldn't these people weren't around? God just chose you. So this is backtracked way into the Old Testament in how we operate. And that's why on Sunday morning, the church should not be this divided by color and music and all these different things. Because that's the definition of how God sees us should not be based on how the culture drives us. Because that's what divides us. And that's what Satan used to destroy us. And that's why he says here, but ye, compared to everybody, are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Today, he says, a holy nation, a people, a peculiar people. You're strange when people look at you. You stay married for a long time. They can't handle it. You marry people of opposite sex, and you believe that's the way it should be. You're going to decide you don't drink certain things. You're peculiar. You on a day that folks want to go and get on a yacht and folks want to go and go fishing, you go to church. You're a peculiar people because you're being defined by your convictions. Ye who are chosen generation, you'll be defined by how God distinguishes you from everybody else. You are a royal priesthood. When you go to Acts chapter 10, verse 34. Peter would tell us this is something he grew to understand. When Christ sent him to Cornelius' house, he had him on a rooftop. And he says to Peter, Peter, listen, all this food is good. No, I'm a Jew. I don't eat all that stuff. Yes, it's good, Peter, because I call it good, it's good. After all of that, he explained to him what he wanted him to do to go to Cornelius' house. So when he goes to Cornelius' house, who is not a Jew, he goes to Cornelius' house. God saves Cornelius the exact same way Peter experienced this at Pentecost. What? Are you serious? You're going to actually go to him, live inside of him, let him experience the ministry of the Holy Spirit just like we got it? We are Jews. How could this be? And Peter writes this to us. He says in verse 34, and Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. He's just getting it. He says this, but in every nation, he that feareth him worketh righteousness, is accepted by him. I finally get it. Peter, are you serious? I took you to the Samaritan woman. Do you remember the centurion, Peter? Oh, Peter says, I didn't get none of that. I just thought you were being nice, I guess. That's what maybe Peter would say. But Peter says, only now I get it. And it was still a struggle for him. You go to Galatians chapter 2, he is over here eating a ham sandwich with the Gentiles. Not literally, but a ham sandwich with the Gentiles. Then he goes over to the Jews and he drops the sandwich. Paul says, wait a minute, we solved this issue in Acts chapter 15, that there is no difference between Jew, Gentile, bond, and free. There's no problems with circumcision and uncircumcision. That's all done with in the Old Testament. We solved that. We took letters around to all the churches. What are you doing, Peter? See, Peter struggled with this racial thing. He struggled with it. So Peter had to understand. Christ had to teach Peter. There's no difference in nations. Because when a person is chosen, when a person is a royal priesthood, they're now a holy nation. You're not the holy nation, and they're not the holy nation. They are a holy nation because they choose to be this way, because they are one church. They're coming to church now. This church is a nation unto me. That's why it has its own benevolent system. That's why it has its own giving system. You pay taxes to the world, you give to me. That's why this church has its own system of how it helps people when they are sick by calling the elders together and praying. This church is a nation unto me. So Peter, accept Jew, Gentile, bond, and free. And Peter is the one who learned this, and now he's working it out in this church. Because Peter heard Christ say this in Matthew chapter 25, and only now he is coming around to understanding what Christ was saying. God told Abraham this in Genesis chapter 12. He told him this, that as a result of you, all nations will be blessed. I am blessing all nations when I choose you, because from you come Christ. So he says in verse 31 of Matthew chapter 25, and when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, all nations. Peter heard this message. You see, folks, we've allowed the world to define us. We've allowed it. And we have created so much pain and hurt because of it. Some people don't want to have nothing to do with the church because of what they see in it. Because we're not willing to stop letting culture and history and hurts and pains define who we are. Because we're not willing to let it grow and nurture and develop the Spirit of God inside of us so that we become royal priesthood, bringing up living sacrifices before him so that it is a true worship that pleases him. Because we'd rather hold on to the mindset of another nation rather than the mindset of God's nation. See, folks, when I land in another country, I do what the country says. We are getting ready to go to Africa, and we have to do COVID protocol. Do it. We have to wear a mask. Do it. We have to function in this way when we get to the site where we will be training pastors and leaders. Done. I function under that nation's authority. That's what the Bible says to do in Romans 13. It's done. Peter would tell them the same thing with a bad government, on a brutal government, an oppressive government, right here in chapter 2 of 1 Peter. Submit to those that God has put in authority. Follow that process. Unless they're telling me to do something that violates God's word. And then he says, yes, I got to be willing to be a royal priesthood. See, folks, we can't let people define who we are. That's why he says right here, you are a peculiar people. You have a lot of diversity. He's not saying that the Romans and the different nationalities in the church just drop everything that they do as a nationality. It doesn't violate the word of God to eat certain foods. It doesn't violate the word of God if a person from India has certain things they like to eat and certain things that is a part of their culture they like to do, like dress a certain way. This doesn't mean when they come to Christ as one nation, we drop all those things. So long that's in their culture and that's how their culture operates that way, and say we have to all dress a certain way, have liked a certain food, and liked a certain kind of music. He's not talking about that kind of diversity. He's just saying that when we come to the church, those who are believing, because we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and we are holy, we are sanctified, set apart by God, because we are committed to grow spiritually, committed to be redefined by him, chapter 1, committed to holiness, see his word as the standard. The Bible is saying when it comes to those things, that our commitments to the word of God, then we stand together as a nation. Our nation has a constitution. The Bible is saying God's word is the constitution that makes this nation a holy nation. I pray that we will accept his redefinition of our lives. Stop letting the world define us and divide us. Stay focused.
What a great way to state that, Pastor Cannings. We're a people defined by our convictions. Especially today, let's live out our Christian beliefs as a people set apart for God's honor. Now, for a copy of this message series, Redefined, or any of our other ministry resources, log on to powerwalkministries.org.
We're excited that many of you listen and share with us how this ministry continues to impact your life. That is exciting to hear because that is our heart. That this ministry would power you up in all the different aspects of your life so that God is meaningful and powerful experience every day. We want to continue that by providing you a devotional that is named Power Up. And for any gift that God places on your heart, you can go to our website, powerwalkministries.org, powerwalkministries.org. Put in the information, and for any gift, we will send you our devotional. We look forward to hearing from you.
That's powerwalkministries.org. You can also call us at 281-260-7402. That's 281-260-7402. And as we leave you, remember to walk out each day keeping our new identity in Christ at the forefront, set apart to conduct your life in a way that honors and glorifies God.